Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What is up?
Not much. So, how's the week been so far?
Cool. Had me a little nervous. I didn't think you would make it.
Yeah, I made it. I'm like superwoman. I got an F on my chest, Jay. You know this.
Oh, God.
Right in the nick of time.
True. Slow, but sure.
Yes. So, welcome, listeners, to Is That So? Detroit.
Yes, we are back.
We are back. I was just about to tweet that. We're back. And unfortunately for me, today we're talking sports.
You don't like sports?
I love sports. I don't
like
talking
about
sports. With most people. Because most people are just downright ridiculous. But actually, guys, and this is going to be a first for us. We'll see in just a moment, but we might actually agree on a few things this time around.
Is that so?
I think it is. But before we get into that, I do just want to say there are a lot of things going on. PSA, right? Public service announcement. There are a lot of things going on in the world today. And we could discuss those things, but I feel like we have said more than enough on the same topic over the last several months. So the omission of certain current events in the United States and in the world from our show today is not a sign that we no longer care. I just feel like, we should lighten things up a little bit, because I feel like we've spent a lot of time commiserating over the lack of justice in our country. Do you have any quick words to say before we go on to slightly more less depressing topics?
I think you hit it. I think, you know, we said it enough, man. You know, it's just more of the same. So, you know, we got to move on, right?
Yeah. So, the NBA championship series.
Yeah.
It is, well, okay, we have a great team and a team that is interesting, is my take on it. We have a great team and a team that's interesting.
We
in the finals this year.
Two great teams. I would say two great teams. They're good teams. You know, LeBron, you know, we have the team that's more of a team, and then we have the team that's like, you know, the superstar. Steph Curry's a superstar,
but
he has a team, and he has equal load, you know. But LeBron is, you know, carries more of the load, and then he has other players on the team. So, two great teams, but more... I don't know. I guess you would say he carries more of the load than Curry does for his team.
You know I'm right, because you pretty much identify which team is which. But I like the way you put that.
They're a great team.
Here's the thing about the Cavs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are...
I hear what you got to say.
Yeah. Okay, in my opinion, and guys, listen, I enjoy sports for leisure. Unlike Jay, who is like many of the men in my life, and most of the women, actually, they enjoy sports for torture, okay? So that's where the difference is. They are, like, over the top, competitive, over the top, interested in every little aspect. Like, literally, I said to my cousin earlier today that I hope that the Warriors win, but we'll see, because I'm a Steve Curry. I'm a Stephen Curry fan, right? He goes, "What do you know about Curry?"
Listen, yeah, Steve, I know you're
Curry,
a little.
But
yeah,
goes,
I know you're like a fan of the Steph Curry, the Curry family.
Right, but now keep in mind, he actually happens to be a player that I think is really, really darn decent. So that's, you know, I'm like, I think he's a great basketball player. I also like him as a person. That's just me. I happen to look at personal lives as well. Now, I won't say that someone is a terrible basketball player when they're not, but I will say I don't like them for other reasons besides basketball. I mean, they're a public figure. It's life. So, however, I don't think that I have to know, like, his college stats to be a fan of him. That's where me and most of my circle, like, don't get along. So we got into a little debate earlier because he was like, "You don't even know what he did in college." And I was like, "And I don't care." So, yeah. But anyway, so I'm not trying to say that I'm, like, you know, the super fan and my word is gold. However, LeBron James, words cannot express the contempt I have for everything that he stands for in the public eye. Like, I can't.
What,
now,
like,
I will never say, go ahead.
Like, what is it? I don't, you know.
Okay, here's what it is.
What's your beef?
I will never say that he is not a good basketball player. I think he is. I think he's obviously a good basketball player. However, the reason that I won't put him up there with some of the other greats throughout the decade is because I think that he lacks – well, and you know what? I'm encompassing his entire career in the NBA.
Okay.
In the NBA. So he is getting a little more heart, a little marginal increases in the passion that he shows, in my opinion, for the game of basketball. But I wouldn't put him with people like – and guys, when I say this, please know this means a lot, because Jay knows – he really knows how much I dislike Kobe and the team.
Yeah, you do.
Okay? So
yeah,
when I say that I wouldn't put – I wouldn't even put LeBron on his level, that said a lot. Because when it comes to heart, when it comes to a love of the game, when it comes to a passion about the game, and when it comes to a knowledge of the game, LeBron just isn't touching any of the greats, in my opinion.
Now, disagree
like I said,
with that.
He's marginally increasing. I will say
I disagree
he
with
is
that.
Marginally
he's
increasing.
He's up there. You can't question his love for the game. I have my issues
Come
with
on.
LeBron, but that's not one of
he
them.
He has made a mockery. And see, that's the thing. Because I'm looking at the whole picture, right? He has, on several occasions, made a mockery of the game and the league. Like, just everything that they stand for. The decisions that he makes, and fair, I've talked to some people who said, well, it's not really him. It's the fans, and it's the networks, and it's media. Yeah, but you allow it. Like, there
what
are people who
here?
Do not... We're talking about the ways in which he decides to switch teams. We're talking about the ways in which he allows a certain
image
of himself
big decision.
To be put out there. And
yeah,
it,
I mean,
that's
you know.
One of them.
Where
and
you're like,
it's even in the way that he came back to the Cavs. First of all,
you're the best
listen,
player in the world.
Cavs fans,
you know, you can do that. That's just, you know,
really?
Michael Jordan, when he came back in 95, he, you know, it was on a newspaper article, him saying, "I'm back." So, you know, hey. Plus, this day, social media, you know. During that time,
but that's
Jordan. You know, was on social media. LeBron is
But that's
Jordan
though. And I'm not even saying that he's not one of the top players right now.
He's the best player in the world. He's the Jordan of this
saying
year.
Saying that he's the best of all time? Come on. Like, there are so many people, and you know it. We've all heard these people talking about he's the best of all time. Like, come on.
So, I have a thing where I just said I'm not going to do the whole GOAT thing anymore because you can't do it because there's so many different variables that affect the game, the way the game is played then, the way the game is played now. So you can say people were more intelligent basketball-wise back then, but they're better athletes now. And so many different factors. So I can't do it. So I just, you know... And we make, you know, you can always, there's always room for debate, but as far as saying he's the best of all time, you know. But I have my issues with LeBron. Yeah, the whole GOAT thing, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Especially because
now,
I believe, I don't know if you watched the game, you know, but I did. I'm sure a few of the listeners out there can agree with me. Yesterday was the first game where he actually closed out the game. He's had great games, all three games.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last thing you said.
About how he didn't close out the games, the first two games. He had great stats,
but
he didn't close it out. You know, the first game, he shot a fadeaway three for the last shot. Second game, he went to the basket. You know, some say he got fouled, but, you know, hey, whatever. He gets enough calls, so I call it justice. But yeah,
but that's why I say he's marginally increasing in love of the game. I see a little more passion, as much as I hate to say it. He's still not one of my
passion. I don't think it's a passion. A thing about passion. I think it's just knowing you're the man and you just got to know you got to do it. Like his problem before was that he, you know, in the clutch situation. He couldn't get it done, or he tried to pass when he needed to go to the rack.
But see,
nobody can,
to me,
all gonna do with passion.
To me, that equals passion, though. That's my thing. To me, that equals passion. When you love the game so much that you are willing to get outside of your insecurities, it goes above. It transcends your insecurities. It transcends your fears. It goes to the point where in that last moment, all you can see is that ball and that net, and you're able to be clutch when you're under pressure. That's, to me, when you've reached a point where your passion and love of the game has made you prepare for just this moment. And every time you go on the court, just this moment is what forces you to leave it all on the court. I think when he first came into the league, he didn't have that.
I get what you're saying, but I think as far as, like, him passing the ball instead of shooting it, I think that's more so of a, you know, basketball-wise, they're not bad plays. They're actually good plays, you know. If you get in a double and, you know, it's somebody open, you kick it out to the open man. But as far as being the man and being selfish and knowing that you're great, as far as the greatness part, you're supposed to keep the ball and do it yourself. You know,
that's what
Jordan
I'm saying. Like,
do,
if you know,
you know,
if you know that you're Jordan and the Jordanettes, if you know that you are Kobe and the Mamba X, if you know that you are LeBron and the James X, then you need to put that team on your back and close the game. That's all I'm saying. So we could debate that for the rest of our time. Tell me about Steph Curry?
What do you want to know?
I want to know
how he's been
about
not
game
playing
play.
To his potential this, he hasn't been playing to his potential this series. You know, like first game. Oh, what do you want to know?
No. I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, second game, he's terrible. And they said it was because of Dellavedova, but he was just off. He shot 19%, I believe. So, he's the MVP. He's the MVP. He was the MVP this year. He's got to play a lot better. He's yet to have that game that, you know, where you're like, this is one of the greatest playoff performances. the games that he's had 40-point games these playoffs, so we know it's possible. You know, he's just not on. Maybe it's the big stage. He's never been to the finals before. I don't know. But he's got to do it because he's the leader of the team.
Yeah. But they have more of a team.
And my thing about it
– that...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, do you think that they can pull it off, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they're only down 2-1. They've yet to play a great game. People fail to, like, because they're such a, you know, LeBron addicts and Cavalier fans. LeBron fans. They're not really Cavalier fans. They're LeBron fans. But,
exactly.
Yeah. The two games they lost by a combined 7 points. 2 points in game two and 5 points in game three. And in game three, they were down by 20 and still came back and made a game. So with all that being said, they've been this close, and they've yet to play a great game. Steph Curry has made some crazy turnovers. He made them in the last game. And they're still this close. So if he, like, gets off the schneid and gets hot and, you know, puts up 40, it's a done deal because they're the better team.
Right. Right.
So I definitely
and they have a track record. They have a track record, too, right? The Cavs are like, they've been in one championship and they won it, right?
They haven't won a championship.
They haven't.
No.
Right.
Nope.
This is the first one.
They went in 07 and got swept by the Spurs. But that was a close game. That was like LeBron and the LeBron heads.
Yeah.
They beat the Pistons, which I'm mad about because it was a total fluke. The Pistons were like the best team by far. But they lost LeBron.
And we've seen this. Like, LeBron is he is a veteran at this point in the game and in these high-pressure situations.
Yeah,
so
he's definitely good.
There is a little bit of an advantage there, but what you said does ring true. Even with that advantage, these losses are not anywhere near blowouts, and you have a team that isn't even playing the best ball that they can play.
Exactly.
So pretty much everybody agrees that it's going to 7 games. The question is just on the side of the LeBron, the blind LeBron faith havers, the lemmings of the basketball world, they feel like LeBron is going to be able to just pull everything out of here. But who knows? It might be, and it wouldn't even be an upset. Right now, it would seem like an upset because everybody is so rah-rah Cavs, but it wouldn't even be an upset. Like, if Golden State wins this championship, it's not really an upset. It's really what was expected and what should happen. So,
well, this one's actually been, like, one of the more even series, even though Steph Curry and the MVP LeBron's the best player on the planet. Nobody on his team is matching him as far as skill. He has good players on his team, but nobody's, like, on his level. Whereas Steph Curry, where he has a couple other people that are, like, other all-stars on his team. And plus the fact that Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving were out for it. I think that's what makes it kind of... I don't know. It's hard to say because you would say that it was an upset just because Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are out. But at the same time, it's like LeBron James is still like the best player in the world. So it's like.
So it doesn't really matter.
You're still like they have the advantage just because of that. So.
Yeah.
I guess you would say it's evenly matched. But it's like whatever happens. I don't think there would be, like, any, like, upset.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, with this, where do you think with LeBron, I mean, I would say that for most of his fans, there's only down to go. Like, pretty much, there are two types of sports fans in the world. People that are LeBron fans, and everybody else who the LeBron fans like to affectionately call haters. Now, I think that's a pretty accurate depiction. Because I won't even say, like, I saw this post. I think LeBron may have posted it himself, but it was a meme, and it was like, people like to say that, no, maybe somebody else made it, but they were like, people like to say that LeBron fans are bandwagoners, but it seems to me that the haters are the ones that magically become fans of whatever team he's playing against. I thought that was hilarious, only because I'm not automatically a fan of the team he's playing against, but I do have a deep-seated need to see him fail when it comes to basketball. Like, I want to see him play good basketball, but I want to see people outplay him. I just, and that's just personal, right? So I was like, hey, maybe because of
the thing about it is, okay, sports, you know, depending on what kind of, you know, whether you're the villain or whether you're the hero, you know,
I can't hear you.
No. When you're at the top, when you're at the top, you're going to have people that love you and people that hate you, just flat out. That's just the way it is. But, you know, I guess it depends on how you are. Like Michael Jordan, you know, had a big marketing thing behind him and, you know, wanted to be like Mike. So the majority of people loved him.
Yeah.
So, but the thing about LeBron is people were starting to love him, and then he just jumped ship and just left and went to Miami with another superstar that played relatively the same position. That was another top five player. And you're supposed to be the best. And you went to his team. He didn't come to your team.
Yeah.
So I think people, that's when it all turned, and, you know, it's been like that ever since.
And the thing about it is, go ahead.
People really want to see him move now, just because.
Mm-hmm.
He did all that, and then he went back.
Right.
Changed
again. Exactly.
So, yeah.
And
that's
why Cleveland. My thing is, like, and now I do want to say, I was anti LeBron is the next savior of basketball from the moment he came into the league. As soon as that first, like, do you remember when that first commercial came out and he was all dressed up, like, in church garb, and they were on a basketball court, but it was like a church scene and he was coming down the aisle?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, from that
Bernie
very
Mac?
First.
You talking about the Bernie Mac commercial?
Yeah, I think so. Was it
Bernie
Mac?
I thought that was actually pretty funny. Yeah.
I just remember from day one being like, see, I can't with you. Now, I will say that more people jumped on the, okay, LeBron, sit down somewhere, bandwagon, when he showed himself to not be loyal. Like, and then on top of that, when he came back to the Cavs, Cleveland was just all like open arms. We're so thirsty for something that we will just take you back like nothing ever happened. That just burned
me
up. And so
they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. You know,
I was like, have some pride about yourself. You know what I mean? You were jilted at the altar. And you just got to stand here and act like he's doing you a favor? Now, yes. Technically, he's doing you a favor. But still, like, you're not supposed to let people know that. So, yeah, that's my thing. But, hey, you play, it's like Kobe. I have a love-hate relationship. You seem to be a scumbag. However, when it comes to basketball, your vocation. Let's not. But when it comes to your vocation, you're an upstanding guy. You really are on top of basketball. You love it. You have done nothing but respect
the
game.
How is Kobe a scumbag?
You have played. Okay, an alleged scumbag. Whatever.
Alleged.
So. Yeah.
No. We're not going to go here. You're talking about the Kings.
We know his checkered past.
No way.
We know this, okay? Now, what I can say about LeBron.
He wanted the payoff.
What I can say about LeBron is that he's never.
We know he wanted the payoff. We know that.
Okay. All right.
We know
all
that.
Right? Cool.
Come on, man.
So, so I'm like, come on. Now, I feel like there are plenty of people who women probably wanted the payoff, but they just couldn't even get their foot in the door. So
exactly.
There's that.
Now, if you want to talk about him being, you know, an adulterer or whatever, that's fact. So go ahead.
I mean, you know. But again, that's my personal side coming out. But when it comes to basketball, they play good ball. They just do. LeBron, you play good ball. I do see, like I said, marginally there are increases in the greatness that I see from him. And yes, he actually.
Well, I actually think he's on a whole nother level. Like, this is coming from somebody that's not just. He's on another level. And he was like.
A whole other level when it comes to, like, just basketball players in general right now.
Yeah.
I would agree.
In general, and as far as his
agree.
Own standards.
Yeah. I agree. But marginal. And I think also part of that is just a jaded sense of yawn when it comes to the state of basketball, anyways. When you think about. That's what I was going to say. I know we're coming down to the last couple of minutes, but when you said that there's a difference between the athleticism that is displayed now and the knowledge of the court that was displayed back in the day, that's a whole different discussion that we should have sometime, because I agree, and I think that athleticism has been part of the culprit when it comes to the people who seem to have just a little less heart, a little less drive when it comes to the game. There's a little less finesse because
right.
It's just raw. It's raw talent as opposed to someone who, it's like when you play chess and you really love the game, you understand the game, you take joy in the strategy of the game, and you take the time to study it and become a student of it.
Right.
I'm not so sure that kids that are getting into the league today have a good balance of that and sheer raw talent and athleticism.
Right.
It's just there's too much money involved now. There's too much notoriety. There's too much celebrity.
And, you gotta take
and I'm not saying
the
that
rules
those things.
And all the different.
Right.
You know.
And I'm not saying that those things weren't there before, but it's a whole different thing when you look at, even if you watch the 30 for 30s, right? It's a whole different thing than what comprised the team back in the day to what happens now. So, so yeah. But anyway, who do you have? We're down to the last 30 seconds. Who do you have winning the series?
I think it's going to go 7 games. I want to say my heart says Golden State, but I'm not sure. If it goes seven games, I say Golden State. If it isn't, if it's 6 games, I say Cavaliers.
I feel you. I actually agree, and I can't believe I'm saying that. So, is that so? Really? All right. Well. Thank you for listening in. Glad to be back. And we will talk to you same time, same place next week.
Yes, indeed.
Peace.
Peace. Holla.